Hello again. Welcome to New Tech. If you're new here, please save this podcast and listen to it every time I upload. I have just literally uploaded my iPhone 8 review and all about it. The simple facts that you need to know. And I've had already planned the iPhone 10, so I thought just go ahead and do it. I have enough information. I'll do the HomePod next. Don't worry about that. It's coming. And I personally do have a HomePod, so that will help as well. I will not be using it though, so calm down. Okay, so as you may know, Apple skipped the number 9, I believe. So Windows skipped number 9 as well. This was for a reason. This was to make room for the iPhone 10 because it is Apple's 10th anniversary. And why would they want to miss it? That's why, probably why they released two iPhones, 8 and the 10, not to go to iPhone 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. It goes iPhone 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Which kind of makes more sense. I get why they've done that. So it's Apple's new 10th anniversary iPhone, which has a 5.8-inch OLED display. Let's just talk about the Face ID. The Face ID works great. My fingerprint scanner never worked. It always got smudgy and disgusting, and I had to wipe it for it to work. Face ID just works unless your face changes every day, which doesn't really. And it works on bone structure, molecular bone structure. So even if you're wearing makeup and you take it off, or you're about to go to bed or you take it off, it should still work unless your bone shape changes, which usually it doesn't. It's got a glass body, all glass body, just like the iPhone 8. And I have said about my opinion on the strongest glass on an iPhone ever. If you want to hear about that, go into the iPhone 8. And yeah, you can check that out there. It's got an all-new A11 Bionic processor, and it was launched November the 3rd. So, was it? Don't think so. Okay. So as I said, it's got a 5.8-inch OLED display. It's got a glass body, which I've done, edge-to-edge display, which is great. When you're in the night and you wake up, you just take out your phone. You don't feel like you're holding a phone. You feel like you're holding just a display, which is great. It's got no home button, which some people hate, but I love it. It's a gesture interface. Who doesn't like that? It's a new 2018 iPhone. And it's got wireless charging, which I do have a wireless charger. It's on the table, but I rarely ever use it. I don't know why. It's just not fast enough. If they made it faster, then of course I'd use it. But as of now, no thank you. And emoji. People have multiple opinions about this. Personally, sometimes in text messages, you can't express your opinion, right? I will make a whole different section for an emoji if I had to, but let's just make it simple. An emoji is great. Sometimes you don't get the right emotion in the message, so if someone's texting you that you don't know, but they know you, not in a creepy way, like they got your number from a friend and you don't know who they are, you're like, who are you? And they might think you're saying it in a rude way, like, who are you? So you just send an emoji with your one eyebrow up, and it will just create the message that you don't know who you are, but you're not being mean about it. An emoji is really good. So, as I said, it has no home button. So, it's got a Super Retina OLED display, which on this website it says true to life colours. Deep blacks, because OLED, just for your information, OLED, when there isn't a, like, when there's a black, something black in a movie that you're watching, or just something black in general on the screen, it will turn off that pixel completely. So let's just compare it to a normal iPhone 8. It does not have an OLED display. It has a backlit display, right? So there's one big light that's on the back of the display that's lighting it all up. On an OLED display, each individual little pixel has its own backlight, which can turn itself off, which is also excellent for the battery. It features a 2,436 by 1,125 resolution and 458 pixels per inch, which is amazing. It's the highest ever on an iPhone. It supports HDR, wide color, 3D touch, and True Tone. And True Tone is really good. I did mention it in the iPhone 8 review. And True Tone's amazing. You should turn it on and it just eases your eyes. If you're in a light environment, like a really bright outdoors, it will change itself to blue, like a bluish screen, if you get what I mean. Because when you turn off True Tone, when you're just experimenting on your iPhone, you just turn off True Tone, you will notice that the screen suddenly goes blue. But you get used to it, trust me. You turn it on and it goes sort of a warmish color if you're indoors. But when you're outdoors, it turns more blue. And indoors, it just goes yellowish. It's just comforting for your eyes. It's really good. Yeah, really, really good. It matches everything that the display. It's excellent. I love the display. It's got IP67 water and dust resistant. And it enables support for inductive charging again. It has Qi wireless charging, by the way. It charges through the glass. Here it's saying Apple is making air power accessory to charge the iPhone X. And I don't know what that is, so you might have to... Oh yes, this is the mat that they're talking about. Apple is going to be releasing a charging mat soon, which I might need to get. Because although I don't have an Apple Watch, I do have AirPods that can be wireless charged. Because if you watch Unbox Therapy, he's a YouTuber, I think he did it. He made AirPods wireless chargeable. So I do charge my AirPods wirelessly on a wireless charger. And it works great. So that's fine. And an Apple Watch. Yeah, we'll talk about the Apple Watch later. So, and AirPods, of course. So, yes, just in case you're wondering, the iPhone X works for wireless charging with any Qi sustainable charger. So if you're looking for a wireless charger, make sure it says Qi, which basically the pronunciation of it is Qi, and it should be able to charge your iPhone. If it does not say Qi, then it probably will not. But Samsung's fast charge one will be able to. I don't think that says Qi on it though. It has, for the Face ID, it's 1 in 1 million, I believe, that can unlock your face. I know I'm a bit jumpy, but it's excellent. Face ID just works. And in fact, we'll talk about Face ID now. Okay, so now I am back with some information about Face ID for you guys. So Face ID is a form of biometric authentications. It's rather than a password or your fingerprint or like something else that you have on your phone, iris scanning for the Samsung people. But yeah, instead of fingerprints, as Touch ID did on the older iPhones, Face ID relies on the unique characteristics of the bone structure of your face. So basically, how you set it up is you go into Face ID settings on your phone and you just swivel your head until it like vibrates, and then you do it again and you're basically set up. So if you try to like do a photo of it, or you can even close your eyes and it won't unlock for someone else, so it won't work. So it just won't work. It updates your face every time you unlock. So every time your face is able to unlock and you've maybe changed your hairstyle, it will update itself to know that that is you. And as you age, let's say you get older, you might get a few wrinkles, it will know, because you age slowly. You don't age like that. Like that. There we go. You age slowly. So it will know after multiple times that it's still you. And if it does not recognize you the first time that you've set it up, and maybe you've changed complete outfits, you have makeup on your face, like loads of makeup for like a costume or something, you enter your password, and the next time you go to unlock your face with Face ID, it will recognize your face because it's seen your face and it's locked itself, saying, no, that's not you. But after you put in your password, it knows it's you. So you can wear hats, scarves, gloves, glasses, and sunglasses, by the way. Not all of them work. And most of them do work. Most of them do work, though. You can wear those. It won't need any of, like, those parts that you're covering up, because it needs it. Apparently I've heard that it covers your face in dots. There's a projector in the thing in the phone, so it's projects little dots on your face that you can't see in the human eye. But I have seen it when it was very dark and I was trying to unlock. But that's why you can do it in the dark as well. There's a projector that projects its own light onto your face, and it does that, which then like measures the distance between the phone and your face and the bone structure of your face, which makes it extremely smart. So it won't allow a similar looking person. It does work on some twins, right? So just be careful if you have a twin. It may work. Also, the same system for Face ID is used for an emoji, as I said. So how to unlock with Face ID? You just look at your phone and watch that symbol unlock. It works in a flash. It's as if it's not there. It's as if you just swipe up. And you can change a few settings so that if your eyes are closed, it will still work because of the bone structure of your face. Personally, I have that setting on because I think it makes Face ID better. So if your eyes are closed or you're not looking at the phone, it will not unlock. But then again, you can change that if you don't like it. It will work if your table is... if your phone is flat on a table and you're sitting on a chair. You won't have to pick up your phone and put it in front. It should unlock straight away. So also you can use Face ID with many things like passwords. I don't know if other phones have that actually. Phones nowadays, they have password secure information. And you just scan your face and it gives you all of your passwords that you've entered. And yeah, it should just unlock. It's amazing. And here it says, Face ID works seemingly fast. A plaster model doesn't offer the same reflection as a 100% identical human face, because infrared reflects off living skin differently than off inanimate material. So it is great, right? It just works. So I'm just reading here about Face ID. Then, yeah, it does say that maybe if you have an identical twin, it won't work. And also the downfall is I've never actually set up a second fingerprint for anyone on my iPad or on my phone. On the iPhone, they do not give you that option to set up a second person, though. So, yeah. So, here's a question. Will Face ID recognize people of colors' faces as well as it does white people's faces? Yeah, don't worry about that. Just don't even worry about that. So, on the right of the iPhone, starting from the right, going to the left, there is a dot projector, which was what I was talking about, a 7-megapixel camera next to it, which is what takes the photos. It's great, trust me, even though it's 7 megapixels. You've got a microphone, then a speaker, which, by the way, is not only for the earpiece. This is in the notch, by the way. It's not only for listening to your calls or anything. It's actually a stereo speaker that works with the bottom speakers. It's got an ambient light sensor, which cancels out any light on your face. A proximity sensor, which, as I said, it determines how far away your face is. And an infrared camera, which is also all to do with Face ID. All of that in that little notch. It's fine. So, I've been reading again all these questions. Is Face ID more annoying to use than Touch ID? No, it works like a flash. If anything, Touch ID is the more annoying one. So, I was in an accident and suffered a facial injury. Am I locked out of my iPhone? No, if you know your password, then you're not. And if you know your password, as I said, your face, your iPhone will calibrate itself to know that it's you. So, trust me, it's fine. Other phones have facial recognition. So other phones don't have facial recognition. They have iris scanning technology. So yeah, it doesn't really have it. So do I have to use Face ID? No, you can use a password. How do I disable Face ID? Don't worry, you just go to settings and do it just how you set it up. So when can you not use Face ID? After restarting, any 48 hour period in which you haven't used your Face ID to unlock the phone. After 6 to 12 days. After 6 half days, sorry. So after 5 failed attempts to unlock with Face ID, which it will just go to password. Sometimes this does get annoying and it seems like it's only 3 attempts because someone else is on your phone and it's just wiggles and doesn't do it. After disabling, using any technique above not already mentioned in this, yeah. So yeah, that was basically my review of the iPhone 10. Some basic knowledge for you to show off your own device. I'd like you to save this podcast, New Tech, and listen to it because I think you'd love it. And if you're listening to it now, thank you for joining in. Save it, do whatever you want. I do have one more podcast before this. This is number 2, and it is iPhone 8. So if you're interested in watching that, it's just a very little podcast, just about general knowledge of the iPhone 8. Now, I bet you've had enough of listening to me. Thank you for watching this podcast. See you in the next one. About the HomePod, actually. I know, I'm just blabbering one now. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.